is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. All right, before we get to the story, Patrick's been waiting for just a minute, so we have to get him in
plus
here.
Plus 10 minutes.
Well, he just called right now, so we have to get him in right away because we have the shortest wait times in all of the industry. Let's get Patrick in here. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had some questions about the Bears. I'm curious, are the moves they're making giving you confidence in Ryan Pace? Are we going to compete in the NFC North? And does it change our draft priority list, I guess you could say? I got to hang up. I'm about to be at work, but I'm listening. Thanks a lot.
I don't think it – well, you changed wide receiver, obviously. I don't really see that being – I mean, that's obviously changed. I'm looking at the Bears – I got the latest free agent tracker here. That's one of the cool things I get is they give me these updates. Let me see.
Well, Allen Robinson for sure. That's a number one receiver.
They also got Burton,
mm-hmm.
the tight end from. So Trey there's Burton. There's a pass catch. You know, and you think of him, he's a pass catcher tight end. That's a receiving. That's a pass catcher. So to me, that's just another target that they've added. They've added Chase Daniel, who gives you your backup. That's fine. Tyler Bray, don't care about. Allen Robinson, Taylor. So you got a slot guy in Gabriel. You got your outside guy in Allen Robinson, who you hope is okay after the, you know, after having the ACL. Aaron Lynch is okay. I think they still need corner. I don't think that's going to change at all. I redid all my team needs the other day. I had to.
The Bears needed receiver. And now that not they so don't. Much.
This is what I have for the Bears team needs. And this is after all the signings. I had to go back and do 32 of them. So I'm well aware of how much work was done. Cornerback, offensive line, edge rusher, and defensive line. I think I just said the Bears have their starting cornerbacks in place. We could use more depth and competition. Finding a consistent pass rusher with the ability to set the edge and play the run is a need. With Josh Sitton gone, guard becomes a need spot while depth on the defensive line is likely. I do think that they'll look for some more help on the edge across from Leonard Floyd, and I do think that Quentin Nelson could be a pick for them at guard this year. That would make some sense too, but corner is also a need. So if Denzel Ward is there, you could see the Bears go Denzel Ward, Quentin Nelson. I don't think the signings, the only thing it's done is take wide receiver off the board to me. I don't think anything else has changed.
Yep. And maybe lower on tight end.
Yeah. I don't think that's a big need.
Chalo Altuve asks thoughts on the Bademosi signing.
Bademosi is a really good special teams guy.
Something that the Texans have lacked forever.
This just in, the signing of Bademosi means that Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain have collectively decided we're tired of special teams being terrible. We're tired of being on our third. This is the third special teams coach for Bill O'Brien. This is number three. So it's got to, you got to start getting some players that specifically are good in that area.
My theory on that is that the Texans have been so poor in the draft in the second through seventh rounds that they have no depth, no good football players, and those are the ones in a lot of instances that will be special teamers.
You know where the players come from?
They lack team speed.
Linebackers,
cornerbacks,
defensive backs, safeties,
right, and wide receivers.
Wide receivers and running backs.
Right. So, and they're so poor and lack so much depth that it doesn't matter. Now, if they do better in those areas, they're going to be deeper. And signing a special team. That Bademosi will be their special teams
he's
captain.
He's like cornerback five, and then he's an ace.
He is their special teams captain.
Yeah, you just signed an ace as a special teams player. That's why when I do my draft stuff, I pay attention to special teams guys like, who did I look at the other day who I think is going to make a team just because I got to go look because there was a player I wrote up just the other day who is going to make a team because he is a special team star in college. Like there's no doubt he's so good on special teams. It's not Russell. Well, you know, actually Russell Gage. Russell Gage goes and covers kickoffs and punt returns. And he's got some wide receiver ability from LSU, But this guy covers kicks. He covers punts. And those guys can play for a long time in the league. And he's fast.
Yeah. I'm slipping my name. The Illinois kid who was with the Texans and went to Atlanta. The wide receiver. Anyway, I know a wide receiver from Kincaid, Sam Mays, that is there. And I asked him about him. And he said, well, the receiver stuff is great. He's a good, really good receiver. But where he's going to make it is he is a gunner.
He was with
gunner.
The Texans?
He was, yeah, the Texans signed him originally and cut him, and then he went to Atlanta. He said, this guy is going to make it in the league because he's a gunner. And he is a really good, he's really good and cares about it. And then he did. He made it with Atlanta. He was one of their five receivers. I forget his name. Anyway, so, but it, yeah, you talk about important. You kidding me? You can make a team.
Well, we never, oh no, fans never talk about it. I mean, none of us ever talk about special teams ability, but then we bitch on Sunday when we see how bad special teams unit is. Yeah. The only way to get your special teams unit better is to go find players who are good on special teams. So that was a good signing because they specifically said, yeah, we're terrible on special teams. We're going to go get one of the best special teams guys out there. And actually, Bill Belichick had two of them. Matthew Slater, who is universally considered the best in the league, and Bartomose. He had two guys. That's a former special teams coach.
Yeah.
That's super important to him, special teams. So he had to let that one go because I'm sure he thinks I can just go find another one.
Yeah. It was a different Hardy that ended up with the Falcons. I forget what it was.
Justin Hardy.
Yeah, that was Justin Hardy. It was Hardy from the Illinois. Anyway, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. Now, the Samurai dude.
Oh, my gosh. So, Dale, you ever had to deal with any, like, real crazy? And look, right off the bat, there's crazy guys, clearly. We're just talking, just three guys talking. So, not to say that... There's not plenty. Well, we know there's plenty of crazy boyfriends.
Well, apparently this dude, though, this athlete, is that what they're called, athletes?
Is he an e-athlete?
Yeah, he's an athlete.
Well, he also had some martial arts training, and he watched a lot of kung fu films.
Well, sure he did.
Have you dealt with a lot of any kind of crazy, Dell?
Well, Lance, let's be clear. All women are crazy.
Whoa.
That's Dell.
That's Sister Jean.
She's crazy, too.
That's no. She changed her bracket. She's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. No, not to the point of where I'm fearful.
Let's be clear, all women are crazy.
Did he just say that?
He just said that.
I'm just fitting what the story needs. I'm just adding to the story.
Well, this one is especially. If you attack, I know that they're going out, and he's playing. He's not really committed to the relationship, let's say. He's out there.
Yeah, I'll give you the details.
And he kind of ignores her when he comes home after being with another girl and all that.
Yeah. Did you know what happened to Jonnu Smith?
No.
From Central, I just figured it's a whole Florida thing. The tight end who plays for the Tennessee Titans, when I was doing the draft stuff on him last year, I always Google guys' names and I go read articles. Jonnu Smith, Central Florida tight end. Oh, his fiance, who was pregnant.
I remember this
got
story.
Upset with him because she didn't think he was paying attention.
Face.
Took scalding hot water that she had been boiling and threw it on his face.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that.
And he's like, and they said, he's going to miss some time. And then he's like, nah, I'm not missing any time. Third degree burns on his body. It was unbelievable. No,
if she wasn't arrested.
She was.
Yeah.
She was. And, they're and not together anymore.
Oh, well,
I don't know.
God, if you throw boiling hot water on or attack them with a samurai sword.
She's mad. Yeah. Here, this one's worse. This one's worse than boiling hot water.
I don't know.
Well, let's get into the details. With her boyfriend finally asleep, Emily Javier allegedly reached for the samurai sword she had secretly taped earlier to the side of her bed. She had taped a samurai sword that she had bought.
Let me ask you a question. Was this premeditated or no?
I mean, the taping feels like it, and the purchase of a samurai sword feels like it. According to an affidavit filed by police, the room was dark, and she sparked her phone to see better, to aim better. Below snoozed Alex Lavelle. He played too many video games, Javier would later explain to the police, and now he was cheating on her. She claims she knew the signs, tender on his phone, scratches across his back, a girl's hair in their shower drain. In the weak phone glow, Javier allegedly started hacking.
Red hair in the shower drain, and she knew it wasn't hers because she has blue hair.
Yes. Lavelle woke to his girlfriend of 2 years, attacking him with a sword. Police say survival instincts, mainly martial arts training and all the kung fu films he had watched, clicked in. I was able to Wing Chun my way to survival, he told the Oregonian in an interview this week over Facebook Messenger, referring to Chinese martial art. He eventually wrapped Javier in a bear hug. I saw the look in her eyes, and it scared the living poop out of me. I told her I loved her, and she was killing me. She needed to call police, or I was going to die. Javier broke off the attack and made the call. The girl made the call, frantically telling a 911 operator she had stabbed her boyfriend, and she thought he was dead. You used a sword? The operator asked. When police did arrive at the scene, they found Lavelle curled up in a blood-splattered room. So here's, he had to, while he's got her, now he's in a lot of bad, he's in a bad, I love you, I love you. He was able to calm her down so that she would call 911. According to the probable cause affidavit, Washington State town east of Portland, Oregon, he survived the attack despite serious injuries. Lavelle almost lost the index, middle, and ring fingers on his hand, but in a series of interviews this week, the competitive gamer sounded happy to be alive and clearly to have his fingers. I was just so proud for beating the samurai. Now, this is a video game.
This is
right here.
Special.
I was just so proud for beating the samurai wannabe crazy lady with hate in her heart, the 29-year-old told the Oregonian. I've been preparing my whole life for something like this. Javier later pleaded guilty.
Who prepares their whole life for a samurai attack while you're sleeping? And secondly, she may be crazy, but she's really incompetent. If you have a samurai sword and he's sleeping and you can't win,
yeah,
then you are really freaking incompetent.
Let me finish this story because maybe you'll understand why she didn't win. Alex is known as quote-unquote Biggie in his local gamer scene, and he's an avid player of Player Unknown's Battleground, a multiplayer online fighting game. As he told the Oregonian, Lavelle's been recently logging 12 to 13 hours a day playing the game. That's why he got hacked. The regimen also requires, quote, exercises for his hands, wrists, and shoulders, also practicing mouse moves and techniques to maximize performance. I wasn't a sweaty nerd, more of an athlete, he said.
I don't care if it was Chuck Norris laying next to you. If he's sleeping and I have a samurai sword, one slice, he's dead. That's all. Okay? That is the definition of incompetence. You have samurai sword, he's sleeping, and you can't kill him.
I know she taped the samurai sword to her bed for this particular instance, but first clue to the athlete, if you're with the woman who owns a samurai sword, mm-hmm. get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
Let's hear how much worse it is, actually, as I read on. She did not confront her boyfriend in the past. He had just denied accusations. This time, Javier went to the mall and bought a samurai sword. I thought I was going to stab him while he was sleeping. The relationship reached a crisis point on March 2nd, according to police affidavit. Lavelle came home but ignored his girlfriend. You ready for this one? She allegedly decided to go through the attack, taping the sword and two knives to the bed. This is Kill Bill. This is Kill Bill.
John Wick.
This is Kill Bill.
He's not an assassin. Just stab him.
She also told police
extra weapons.
She hid Lavelle's phone so he couldn't call for help. When Lavelle finally went to sleep, she reached for the sword.
This is Cincinnati up 22 and can't win. I'm sorry. She had a 99.9% chance of winning, and she failed.
Now you say that. I wish Eric Musselman's daughter was in the other room screaming her head off. Oh, he's going to come back and win. Oh, my God.
You know what this is? This is not making your free throw with 3.9 seconds.
That's what that is.
You're dancing, and all of a sudden, before you know it, there's a last-second shot. And that's what he did. He sank a buzzer beater to save his own life.
All of a sudden, a dude is running around the court like he's a soccer player, not wanting anybody to celebrate.
Oh, look at this.
Which pisses me off.
Members of the local gaming community set up a GoFundMe page for his medical bills. The fund is just $2,000 shy of its $10,000 goal.
Nice.
What a great story this is.
This is America. That's why.
The feeling I had when I won a fight with my bare hands is absolutely the best feeling. I played all the sports, won big games, landed some decent tricks on my snowboard. This was better. These are all real quotes.
818 ESPN 975 713-780-3776.
Landed decent tricks.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 823 ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. All right, so what's your moment so far of the tournament? I don't know that there's a moment from UMBC because they won by 20.
The moment there was their social media director that got all the love. As soon as it was Seth Davis.
But not only Seth Davis, that dude was on fire all weekend.
Oh no. Yeah. But Seth Davis just said Virginia, period, Sharpie, period. And he showed it. He wrote in Virginia at the tip. And I mean, I guess the moment of the weekend is me saying a 16 would beat a 1 because of terrible 500-year floods.
Global warming. Trump.
Crazy Trump stuff that's like, how many porn stars? Doesn't matter. This is like end of days stuff. Yeah. Astros winning World Series. Cleveland Browns look like they're getting good. Maybe. You've got mudslides. You've got just the craziest stuff is happening. And I just thought, well, this is probably be the year, I guess, a 16 beats a 1. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say beat. I meant to say dominate. They beat them by 20. The Aggies beat North Carolina by 21. Number twos and threes are getting shredded. Look at the brackets
now.
Well,
look at the bracket. They don't have one.
2-11s.
One through four. That's the first time that there's not.
Since 79, I think they said.
That there's not a one through four in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, in the South, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Number five, Kentucky's the lowest seed. How about that? That's unbelievable.
Syracuse putting Michigan State in lockdown.
You
don't like seeing that zone. You mean you know, it's so funny because zones are always so full of holes, except for Jim Boeheim.
Your two starting guards are 6'5 and 6'6 or whatever they are. You got a 6'8 wing, and then you got two.
So what
you
recruit?
6'9. I know, a 7. Link. So there are no holes.
Well,
they're too long.
It's guaranteed that the championship game will have a 3 seed or higher. A 3 seed is Michigan, who should have lost to Houston. Gonzaga's a 4 seed. Kentucky is a 5 seed. And then it's 7, 9, 11, 9, 7. And the best team on that side of those 8 teams left might be Texas A&M.
They certainly had the hype coming in, and they're a top 5 team at one point. That team finally playing up to their potential, and who knows if they can keep it going.
Well, look at the teams. Kentucky was average this year. They were the SEC champ, but the SEC's never great at basketball.
The tournament champ. The SEC tournament regular champ. Season champ got blown out by 30.
Right. Yesterday. Kansas State is a middle-of-the-road Big 12 team. Loyola Chicago's Loyola Chicago. Nevada's Nevada. Florida State, a 9 seed.
Florida State, I guess it went overlooked because it's Florida State and Xavier, but they lost to Xavier in last year's tournament in the same round by like 25 points. And they were the higher seed last year.
And Xavier had a 12-point lead with 10 minutes left?
Less. It was probably like 6-7.
They went on a, 20-some-to-4 run? It was 18-4 run. 18-4 run to finish the game.
There were some good
Gonzaga,
games.
Gonzaga, Michigan, who should have lost to Houston, and Texas A&M. Texas A&M is probably, of those 8 teams, playing better basketball than anybody.
Oh, no. Texas A&M looks like a Final Four.
They really do.
A potential Final Four team. They're bigs. Do not let you have anything in the paint. Wasn't it weird watching North Carolina and A&M play like a 2003 style basketball game where postmen were setting up and there were dump downs into the post and backside switches and they're looking to work from inside out? I'm like, this doesn't even look like basketball anymore. And that's how basketball is always played. Like, get it down to the bigs, look for a jump hook. But May couldn't get a jump hook. He was getting his stuff swatted left and right. He was getting erased. North Carolina got erased all game long, and I was just, man, A&M can play with pace. They look more athletic than North Carolina. Well, they were faster.
This is a different year for North Carolina because they're mostly known for their size, and Duke is known for shooting the threes, and it's kind of reversed this year, and North Carolina depends on the three, and when you go 6 for 31, you're going to lose ball games. So get blown out doing it.
I can't believe Houston lost.
So look at the other side now. Villanova, West Virginia, who's been a top team all season, Texas Tech, who's playing really, really well, Purdue, although they lost Isaac Haas, which is a big loss, but he is going to try to play.
He tried to play over the weekend, but the NCAA didn't approve the brace.
Yeah, he's got to have a brace that's approved. Kansas, Clemson, Syracuse, and Duke. Clearly that side of the bracket. If Duke was on this on the A&M side, if Kansas, if Purdue, all of these teams, they would be the favorite on the other side of the bracket.
Duke has two lottery pick big men. So we talk about it'd be interesting to see if it ever came down to Duke versus A&M in terms of that big man battle. But Duke, I mean, I take my shots at Duke, ACC guy myself, but they probably look the best of everybody. I'm outside of A&M.
There is no reason that Texas A&M can't be in the championship game.
Look, I think I guess best for them, and maybe unfortunate for everybody else, they're underseeded. Not because of how they played, but the talent level, they're probably lower than they should be in terms of seeding.
Yeah. Because of suspensions, injuries.
And that 0-5 start.
0-5 start in the SEC. They are underseeded. Now, they had to go through North Carolina in the second round.
No, so they got punished for it and they got through it. Yeah.
Right. And they got through it. Now they got to go through Michigan and probably, and I would think Gonzaga. I would think Gonzaga. But we'll see what Florida State does.
But Nevada's Sweet 16. The Longhorns let them escape and Cincinnati let them escape.
Unbelievable.
I mean, two escapes. And now we got to see Eric Musselman's wife, and Dell got a little moment where he got to say, the game within the game.
Yes.
The game within the game is my favorite part of that Nevada story.
Well, how about this? It's going to be Musselman or Sister Mary Jean that comes out of that. That's going to be in the Elite Eight.
When I was watching the game and I was just kind of paying attention, they kept showing coaches' wives, and I just went, huh, wait a minute. For Musselman, I just went, oh, okay. But then when I saw the strapping lads roll up on him after the game, I'm like, well, this is number two then. This is the second.
Well, it always works out, right? It always works out better. Two. And I don't know Mrs. Musselman, number one, but I'm going to bet he upgraded. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mrs. Musselman, number two, is strong.
Mrs. Musselman, two, is strong. And by the way, John has been actively at poker tables at Prime telling people not to get married or to get divorced if they only had one marriage. He told one lady, you're destined for failure. So I was like, well, I've been married for like 18 years. Yeah. Good so far.
Get rid of him.
He's like, you just do yourself a favor. Just shut it down. And I had a Russian lady next to me. I tell you, when we come back, there's two things. I was next to a really angry Russian lady, and apparently she's got a reputation because a lot of the people in there play cards around the city, right. And they knew her, and then she started turning to me, and she put my feet to the fire on a couple of social issues. I'm like, why am I catching this heat? I'm just trying to – I got a bounty on my head already.
Listen.
I don't need this. What do you think of the players kneeling for the anthem? I'm like, what? Why am I having to answer this?
I'm trying to decide whether I'm raising with these deuces, and you got what? Yeah, we're talking about kneeling?
What are we doing here? So do that, and also you will hear Chris Beard, Texas Tech head coach, with the most Texas thing that has ever been said or done when we come back. We'll have the audio from his press conference. Right now, I want to tell you about Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is one business, three locations here in Houston. They got a location in Dallas, too. We don't talk about that. We will talk about the one that's at 288 Discovery Bay in Pearland. That's a brand new one that's opened up, and you guys are already starting to flock in because you're starting to understand what the telltale signs of low testosterone is. It's not just, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's a libido issue. It can be, but it can be really a lot more than that. It can be issues with fatigue, issues with just energy level over the weekends. It can be a lack of consistency with your workout patterns or with results from your workouts. These are all telltale signs. And then there are other signs like issues with mental acuity. When your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be, not only can it help your libido, not only can it help your energy level, not only can it help your workouts so that you convert that belly fat into lean muscle mass, it also can help with helping you become much sharper and more cognitive with your thought process and with your thinking. And if you say, well, that's something, I don't know that it can be help with me. Oh, it can be. Just go to MensTClinic.com. Three locations in the Houston area. You can call them right now and ask any questions you have over the phone. Covered by most insurances, 713-568-1175, or go to MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that, 713-780-3776. Rockets win again. That's all they do. Alvin Gentry, however, was none to, and this is now becoming a trend. Whenever you play the Rockets, you get really pissed off at the refs. Okay, this is not the first time. Doc Rivers, didn't he got fined, right? What did he catch 5,000? I think he caught 5,000. And Alvin Gentry's catching. Did Alvin Gentry get fined yesterday?
Stop crying about the officiating against the Rockets.
Well, I mean, here's the deal: is they don't drive the lane as much as your team. You're in the lane a lot more. The Rockets are an outside team. They shoot 50 threes a game. I think on average, like 100 threes a game, whatever they do. And you think that that's more passive. It's not an attacking style. So how could you be fouling more? And the free throw differential in a lot of cases is really outrageous. But it's what the Rockets do. They draw fouls, even though they're outside, standing on the outside. And when you got Anthony Davis and you're Alvin Gentry, you're like, what the bleep in the bleep? Mm-hmm. How in the world can they be shooting more free throws? And here, listen to his, if you haven't heard it, here's Alvin Gentry ranting after the Rockets game.
And so then it comes down to a few plays in the game. You can't guess on plays when you got teams playing for playoff spots. You can't guess on the game. You can't guess on a foul. When a guy's got his hands on his chest and he's got his hand in and you call a three-point shot, that's not right. That's not correct. That's not the way you do it. And then you give them the ball back on another play when they undercut a player. That's not right either. That's not correct. That's not the way you call the game. It's not. And then when you can get technical fouls from walking away from a guy, then this league has really changed. I walked away from him so I wouldn't get a technical. That being said, I thought we did everything we could to try to win the game. That's a great team down there. They're a great team with a great player. You know, he's the MVP of the league. He's done everything to earn that. You know, his team got the best record. He's a closer. He comes up with big shots when he needs to. You know, and they got two guys, he and CP, that can close the game that are great, great players. And that's a great team down there, and Mike's done a great job coaching them. But all I'm saying is that, you know, if you're going to do that, then call it both ways. You know, when AD rolls to the basket and AD's grabbed and he's held, then give him the same call
that
you give somebody else. You know, AD never gets a call. He never gets a call. You know, we talk about them holding him. We talk about them grabbing him on rolls. We're talking about him coming under him on post-ups. He never gets a call. Not one. And you know why? Because he doesn't bitch and complain about it. He just keep playing the game. It's not right. It's not right.
You can feel it.
You know what? We're bowing our ass off our playoff spot.
Hey, Alvin.
And all we want is to have the game called the right way.
The kids are going to school.
And I'll take the damn fine that they're going to give me for that fine.
What the hell? How many dirty, how filth and flarn?
And Deadspin has an article about the Rockets driving opposing teams crazy just because what's happened in Doc and now Alvin Gentry. And the play he's referencing is James was in the corner, and his guy, Drew Holiday, did have his right hand on his chest, and he had his left hand up extended. And what James did, instead of going up for a shot, he swung his arm jumped up, mm-hmm. and because the guy's arm was up like this, James swung and jumped and
into his arm.
Into his arm. Now, I don't know. I guess a referee would have to tell me, if a guy has his arm up like this and James swings and jumps into him,
well, if
is that a foul?
If it's leaning as opposed to vertical,
yeah,
allegedly.
He wasn't straight up. He had it up
right,
and out.
At an
but
angle.
It wasn't like parallel. It was angled up.
90 degree or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, and James just swung and jumped, and he got
into
three
it.
Shots. Yeah.
All right, so
if you jump into somebody's arm that's already there, although you could put your arms around a guy and not let him go, so if he runs into your arm, is that on the guy?
Well, if the arm is out and James swings, he's gotten that call multiple times just by swinging his arm. And
all right, so you see the complaining by Gentry clearly, just a lot of complaining about the Rockets being too good. So he's complaining about how good the Rockets are in general.
Actually, he credited the Rockets for being really good and complained about the referees.
You could tell, though, his blood was boiling, then it kind of cooled
down.
After,
then and then
blood,
it boiled, blood. And then he starts pounding the table. Now, that's after a loss. Here's Chris Beard, Texas Tech coach, after a win when he's asked about, he was spotted going to Whataburger at 3 in the morning the night before the
Who
game.
Who doesn't?
And here he was being asked about some of his ordering habits at Whataburger. Somebody probably thought they were just going to get a quick answer. This guy, who is a disciple of the Knights, Bob and Pat Knight, he thinks things through.
It's about preparation, Lance. I don't know if you know this, but it's about preparation.
Here we go.
Breakfast, we go to keto. If my girlfriend's not with me or my daughter's, I'll go extra cheese. During the day, I'm pretty easy. It's just a one mustard pickle cheese only. I'll go with the milkshake. Another thing I learned from Coach Knight, a root beer milkshake. We got this at Sonic one time, and Coach, the lady's like, "So do you want a milkshake with root beer in it?" "No, I want a root beer milkshake."
You want the
root beer to substitute the milk? "No, I want a root beer milkshake."
What the hell is that?
Beer, Coach Knight and all were on I-20 going to, I think, to Rockwall High School on that one. But, no, back to Whataburger. I do enjoy a milkshake, but I never substitute that as my drink. Even in the days where I didn't have much money, and I'm very fortunate now, I'm blessed, I would never be the guy that substituted it. I would go ahead, man, I got to get the unsweet tea, and then I get the milkshake too. Another great thing about Whataburger is just, have you ever been to a Whataburger like 2-3 o'clock in the morning? Don't go through the drive-thru. Go in next time and just get a corner booth and just watch America. Just watch it. You see so many cool things at Whataburger. You'll see good things. You'll see a guy pick up a tab for somebody else. You'll see somebody clean up a plate, that wasn't his. You'll see some of the bad things in America, too, at a Whataburger late. But I love people watching, and I that's one of many things I do.
Not my first time, guys. Not my first time to Whataburger.
That's never been said about, what's great, going into IHOP late at night. A lot of great things watching America. No. Everything terrible happens at Waffle Houses and IHOPs late at night.
No, not at Perkins late at night.
I didn't say them. IHOP, yeah, that's terrible too.
No,
costs,
it's not.
Cost you $80 million and you got to hit upside the head with a club.
Well,
that's good?
No, but what
could
happened?
Could have been a samurai sword, Tiger.
What happened, though, was good, and then, but the repercussions were bad.
I don't even think what happened there was good. I haven't seen Perkins.
Says you.
It can't be great.
Have you seen Tiger play lately?
He's 10 years ago.
He's still not winning.
I think he shook the Perkins off.
Yeah, Tiger, you go hit a supermodel. You mean they're not looking for you? You have to go to Perkins? What's the matter with you?
My favorite thing of Chris Beard, how about how reasoned he was? Like, this is on his mind a lot. One of the things I never did was I never substituted. Like, it makes total sense after we interviewed him.
Yeah.
This whole thing, I just thought, this makes sense.
Well, he's all about preparation,
what the hell
okay?
What's wrong with him?
I never substituted. I never substituted a, what the hell's wrong with you if you drink sweet tea? I can't go to the Deep South because I'm not a sweet tea guy. If you go to the South, you can't even ask for tea because it's going to be, you want sweet or non-sweet?
Of course you want sweet tea.
I want sweet tea.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
You get unsweetened. If you want to sweeten it, you put your own stuff in it.
Let
them do it. Why are you doing it yourself?
Why would I want sweet in my tea?
Because then you don't have to.
Who are you, English?
Okay, what do you do?
I'm not English.
You want unsweet tea?
Yeah, I want unsweet tea with lemon.
What do you do? Make the bed.
In this state, Dale,
what do you do?
We don't do sweet tea in Texas.
Make the bed before the hotel people come in? No, you let them do it.
There's two things I know. Number one, it's for sure a mustard state. Number one, it's for sure a mustard state. It's not a mayonnaise state. That's a given.
Yeah.
Sweet and unsweet, I will give you. It's not the same percentage. But Texas, by and large, if we had to vote on a referendum in this state for sweet or unsweet tea, unsweet tea is winning.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, there's no.
No.
All right. 713-780. No, they're on the table.
Get out of here.
They're on the table.
This is a dumb
713-780-3776. That's a lot.
You're saying stupid stuff.
That's not stupid.
No.
That's not stupid.
That's ridiculous.
You have unsweet tea everywhere, and then you have sweet tea options also. No. You have sweet tea options some places. Unsweet is everywhere. In the South, you have sweet tea everywhere, and sometimes you have unsweet tea options.
Because the only way to drink tea is sweet tea.
What? If you have
well, what do you do when you get it? What do you do when you get it?
I put lemon in.
Oh, and
that's I don't drink sweet tea.
You don't put any.
No, I don't like sweet tea.
Equal or anything.
Me and Chris
in it.
Beard are good people.
No,
we don't drink sweet tea. We don't have mayonnaise with corn dogs.
No, who does
mayonnaise
that?
With corn dogs.
This guy wants sweet tea wins by a landslide. You don't know what you're talking
Thank
about,
you.
Nikki.
What are you talking about?
She's wrong too. Take every one of these calls and see what they say.
Just pick up real quick. All right. Hey, sweet or unsweet? You go.
Unsweet. Unsweet.
That's terrible. You don't know what you're talking about. Next. Hey, sweet or unsweet?
Sweet. Absolutely sweet.
I mean, that's right. Next. Sweet or unsweet? You go.
Hi, I'd like to join the.
What?
Hi, I'd like to join the tea debate.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Totally side with Lance on this one.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's enough for her.
No, she was making a good point.
Next. Okay. Sweet or unsweet?
Well, it's a lot to talk about. It's not just sweet or unsweet.
Oh. Why?
You want sweet.
We don't want your thesis
statement. Hold on.
Hey.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Who is this? This is Richard Drake.
Yeah, okay. Oh! See? Well, go ahead, Richard. What
Come
were you going to say?
Richard Drake.
He's from Texas.
You got to have a serious debate here. If you like sweet, most restaurants don't know how sweet you like it. Unless you're a regular,
thank you.
Then you can have sweet tea at a restaurant. But if you're not a regular, how do you know how sweet it's going to be? It's not going to be right. It's like them filling up your tea when it's half empty and messing up.
So yours is a lot of people get mad. So you're so you say unsweet because then you can sweeten
it
yourself.
I'm actually unsweet. And I don't sweeten anymore, but when I did sweeten, I want it the way I
to
want
your one. Three to one.
Listen.
3-1.
Just go rent out houses and be
three
an expert one. At that and stop talking about sweet tea.
Thanks, Richard. Next.
Thank you. Okay.
We get to five.
That's
a wrap.
That's ridiculous.
Who's next? Fire.
Ben. Go. Ben.
Hey, I'm on Lance's side on this about the unsweet tea.
Well, yeah, see, we won. We had
four.
More. That's all.
Bunch of white sweet people tea. Falling in.
Yeah, but it doesn't get any whiter than Richard Drake. Good Lord.
White people calling in about, well, I think I need to have the option.
Just stop.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I think I need to have. This isn't a character from Blazing Saddles.
Well,
it's just people from Texas who appreciate the fact that you can make your own sweet tea with the condiments right there.
If you're not a regular, how
Victory!
How do they know
Victory!
How sweet you want it?
No. Dale, take that L.
Get out of here with this nonsense.
Take the L.
I find it funny that everyone's got, you know what? I don't like it sweet, but then I add sugar in.
We don't talk this way.
Yeah, you
what
do.
What is Dale doing this?
I'm surprised you hang saying
country ass boys.
I don't like my tea
Mississippi.
Sweet. I would like to sweeten it.
Mississippi doesn't
well,
have
let me sweeten my tea. I don't like sweet tea, but I'm going to sweeten it.
Yeah.
So you do
That's
like
why you
sweet
start
tea.
Unsweet.
That's what you
sweeten.
So you do like sweet tea.
You don't know nothing about nothing. Christy. It's
I'm not even sure it's Christy. They're on the wrong line.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Never mind. We're going to break. We're going to talk about HRP. Because I'm just so disappointed in the listeners.
Just
I can't
keep
even
taking
tell
losses, boys.
Can't even tell you. Time to talk about HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. That's my people. Oh, my colleague came at me on Twitter about Case Keenum's contract, and he couldn't have been more wrong. I wish he'd just stick. You know what? These clients that are out there, like Rich Drake talking about tea, just go rent houses. Mike Holly, just give me my paycheck. That's what I want you to do. I want you to just give me my paycheck every 2 weeks like you do. because that's what you do. Stick to that, okay? Instead of talking to me about Case Keenum's contract. What I want you to do is go to HRP.net and find out for yourself how great they are at this, because they are. They really are. And this is the time where you find out what your payroll company is all about. Your payroll company is, if it's not taking care of you tax time, taking care of all that business, taking care of your Affordable Care Act, taking care of everything right now, then your payroll company isn't as good as mine. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525. If you don't love them and what they do, then I don't know what to say about you. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
$8.55. We're up against it here because we went too long with Sweet Tea segment.
I'm sorry, Rahil had some pertinent information.
Makes a great point.
He makes a terrible point.
It's the best point yet.
No.
Okay. If I'm going to sweeten my own tea, might as well go back and make my own burger. Sweet tea all the way.
I mean, that's crazy.
Just dumb. That's why not let them just sweeten
your
tea?
They should just make steaks the same way for everyone too.
No.
Just cook them. Just
you know, go back
all
and make
the way well done.
Do they make me go back and make my cook my
what
steak?
Is it?
Well done. Get a choice. That's what unsweetened tea is. Right there, you got the condiments. You got a choice of how sweet you want it.
You know, you do have a choice. Yeah, my choice is sweet tea.
If all the tea comes out sweet, I don't have a choice with unsweetened tea. Basically, it's an
if you want unsweetened tea, you ask for unsweetened tea. If you don't want any sweetener,
what is this, an autocracy? I can't.
Asks for unsweetened tea and then put sweetener in it.
That's the point.
So you're still getting
you can
sweet
have
tea,
choices.
Right?
That's just, choices.
It's so, wasting time.
Choices. It's if I dumb. Have all sweet tea, where do unsweet tea people go? And by the way, it's not made sweet. It's made unsweet.
We drink Dr. Pepper here in Texas. that is. That's, although we call it Coke.
That's a thing.
Okay. You want a Coke? Well, that's a Dr. Pepper. Yeah. I still want it. Anyway,
hey, y'all are some of these sweet tea people are salty. Y'all took such a bad loss.
Yeah, not comparing states, but I do know sweet tea is like pickup trucks in Texas. Yeah, everybody gets that. That's right.
No, that's in the South. We're the Southwest. You go to Mississippi, it's not even a choice. You ask for tea, you'll find out quickly, like, oh, damn it, it's all sweet. Do you have unsweet tea? No, we just, and they use the sweetener, like, they use simple syrup. To sweet, you're getting real sugar, by the way.
Good.
Sweet tea
God.
In the South is real sugar.
When you were growing up,
200 calories.
Fake crap.
Do you say, "Hey, Mom, why did you put sugar in my Kool-Aid? I wanted to do it myself."
My parents were from Kansas.
Sugar
we did
and Kool-Aid.
By the book.
Yeah, hey, sugar and Kool-Aid. What's this?
What? No, because Kool-Aid's made to be sweet. That's just a powder.
So it's tea. It's
teas are leaves.
Sweet. Who's drinking boiled leaves without sugar?
No
in it?
One ever drank a tea without except some kind of sweetener.
Unless you're English, like Lance is.
You know what? I guess Damaris Barbecue doesn't know what they're.
You know what? No, Damaris sells more regular tea than sweet tea. You know what? But because people, and how many packets of sugar do they use?
That's fine.
Oh my God.
I still win my argument.
Everybody's
Mom,
right.
Why did you put sugar in my red Kool-Aid? I wanted to do that myself. No one says that.
Yeah, you know what I do now? I get those Crystal Light drops and I put them in my water like that.
That's because you're trash.
Blackberry lemonade. This
the
is
only folks that drink unsweet tea are diabetics, and even then, they're going to risk a foot and go sweet. Okay.
Reagan says this. Now, this might be true. He said, in Houston, that's true. Get outside of town and it turns sweet. In Dallas, it's sweet tea. Of course, it's sweet tea in Dallas.
That's because they're sweet.
Well, I didn't say that. Said
Dallas
they're trash. They're trash.
John, did you just say Dallas got sugar in their tank?
I just said in their loafers, something in there. They must put
are
it
they light
directly
in their,
loafers? I don't know what they do up there. I do know this, that Lance can save you money on sweet tea. Okay? Bill Advisor is going to make sure you buy
I don't know that Lanny wants to get involved with this. But if there's some negotiating to do on the tea front, I suppose they can do it. I do know that Bill Advisor has saved people hundreds of thousands of dollars in the city of Houston alone with their total savings. They've been at it for a year and a half now, and I was one of their earlier customers, and I was blown away. I just thought, this is too good. When I first heard it, I thought it was too good to be true. For some of you out there, you haven't used them because you think that somehow there's a gimmick here or something attached. I'm just telling you, you're continuing to pay way too much for your bills. They sit on average between $800 and $900 per customer, and that's the average. There's a ton of people like me who have saved over $1,000 and even over $2,000. I've seen savings over $3,000 when you get home, auto, home security, electricity, internet. Like, there's a good chance they could knock out eight different bills for you with lower rates. Call my friends at Bill Advisor. Better yet, you text them. You text bills to 313131, and they will start working on negotiating your rates down so you get the same rates that new customers get. Why should you get terrible rates when you've been a loyal customer for years and years? Bill Advisor will remedy that for you. I promise you that. BillAdvisor.com or text to bills to 313131.
Preach on, brother.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.